Welcome to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling. You are about to discover impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you, so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Be sure you visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now tune in, get ready, and enjoy the journey of emerging as a leader of exception in the 21st century.
Welcome everyone to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Vicki Nethling, coming to you from Roswell, Georgia. The goal of this podcast is to bring topics and guests that will empower you to become that confident leader and take your business and your life to the next level. Today, I am excited to talk about a subject I think we all will want to know more about. And the guest I have is Jennifer Pilates. The subject is transformation, turning pain into empowerment. So before we get going, let me tell you a little bit about Jennifer. Jennifer is the ultimate destination for holistic wellness. For over 23 years, Jennifer has been the leading voice in health and wellness industry, helping clients all around the world in their goals to unlock their full potential. As an inspirational thought leader, Jennifer's helped countless individuals to not only improve their physical health, but also to nourish their minds and spirits. Her celebrity status as an empowerment coach and trainer has earned her a reputation as one of the most sought after professionals in the field. And as an internationally renowned intuitive medium, Jennifer brings a spiritual dimension to her work that sets her apart from the rest. Her approach is both practical and spiritual, and she has an innate ability to see things that others can't. Jennifer is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, detail-loving, and stubborn-as-heck achiever. Her unshakable optimism and spirit has made a significant impact on the lives of countless people. And Jennifer is a self-care activist who encourages people to take care of themselves both mentally and physically. Today, we are going to talk about transformation, turning pain into empowerment. Please join me in welcoming my guest, Jennifer Pilates.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I'm so honored to be here, and I'm so honored to be a part of your podcast community. Thank you. I love all that you're doing and all that you're sharing. It's really wonderful.
Thank you. I am enjoying this. And, you know, wellness is another side part of my life and my business. And at 66, I think it's really important that I connect with all of you 20s and 30s year olds to know that if you want to have a vibrant life at 50 and 60 and 70 and 80, you need to take care of yourself today. You are
absolutely
not, you are not bulletproof. So I always love to have wonderful guests like Jennifer come on and share insights. And I love that you look at not only the physical, but the mental and the spiritual. I think those three things are so tied and have to have alignment. Before we get into all the great juicy stuff that you're going to share, please tell everybody, where do you call home? Where do you live?
I am in the United States. I am down south in the Carolinas in the Lowcountry. It is a new spot for me that I am trying out for the winter. And so far, I've got to tell you, I'm really loving it.
Oh, so we're not that far. Atlanta is just a short drive away. I love, my sister actually lives in Myrtle Beach, Conway area of South Carolina, and a great place to be. So You have a story that starts with a traumatic car accident. So I'd love for you to tell a little bit, you know, I gave all the accolades of where you are today and what you've accomplished and all those things. But I like for the audience to know about you as a person and what was your journey like that took you to where you are today. And I think sometimes people think, oh, it was all sun and roses and things. But we are talking about turning pain into empowerment. So let's have that story about that car accident and how it changed the direction of your life.
Yeah, it truly did. It was in 1997, a year I'll never forget. And I was climbing the corporate ladder, specializing in Alzheimer's degree in Alzheimer's disease, working in the senior living industry, of which I was very passionate about, still am. I started in that industry when I was 15. Wow. And so I worked my way up. I was very driven, and it was very much like point A to point B, and it was all that I knew. And I had an incredible mentor throughout the years who really was working with me on where I could go. And it got to that point though where, you know, as always, the ego kind of peeks in and is like, but if you keep climbing the corporate ladder and by 30 you could, you know, have your house and have this and all of this stuff. And so as much as she tried to instill other things in me, I was gonna continue to climb that ladder. And so one day on the way home from work, not happy, miserable, crying every day, because when I took this advancement in climbing that corporate ladder, I lost the connection to the residents. I lost the connection to the passion to really being one-on-one with residents and their family and being that advocate. It became about numbers and it became about everything else that I didn't like. It didn't resonate with me. So I was really in disalignment. And I feel that the universe was like, we really need to help her out. And I believe that the universe will send you messages. They start out as whispers. And if you're not quite getting it, it turns into something like a traumatic car accident. And when I tell you boom, it was a big boom that transpired in that moment. And it changed everything. I no longer could drive to work. I was in doctor's offices 8 hours a day. I had soft tissue damage from the base of my skull all the way down my spine. I was seeing psychologists. I was seeing therapists. I was seeing massage therapists. I was seeing acupuncturists. I mean, you name it, chiropractors, everything, because there wasn't one thing that wasn't not. I mean, everything was a mess. Yeah. I couldn't get my mind and my words connected. I couldn't get my mind and my body connected. So it was really this huge impact of really rewiring me, body, mind, spirit, when you look back at it. And it was through those moments that I found Pilates. I rehabbed with it. And at the end of the rehab, everything had changed for me at that point. And it was so amazing. And I was so grateful that I was getting out of pain. And I just said, if I could help one person. And at that point, I got a little bit of a settlement, which was enough, no coincidence, to go to the Pilates school, the Pilates Center, which was right there in Boulder, Colorado. The Mecca of healing. Mm-hmm. It's also the Harvard of all Pilates schools. So the universe works in miraculous ways. You know, here I was in this health and wellness Mecca, experiencing things I had never experienced, being a little country bumpkin from Cape Cod. We didn't have all these alternative health cares. I didn't know anything about this, let alone never had heard of Pilates. And then to have the opportunity to go to the best of the best right there, that school. Which was amazing. And so I came out a third generation Pilates instructor, because my teachers were second generation from Joe. So that makes me third. And it was just an incredible experience. It wasn't about becoming a Pilates trainer. It was literally like going to physical therapy school and truly understanding that body, mind, spirit alignment. Right. And so my mission coming out was, if I could help one person not be in pain. And, you know, gosh, it's been so long. It's over two decades later. And I'm so blessed to have helped thousands of people around the world to, you know, realign and to get back to self, get back to center, and to also release that pain, because the pain isn't just physical. It always goes back to an emotional aspect, and that stays in ourselves, and that's something that we need to work through. We just can't bypass. And a lot of people will bypass that and say, oh, it was just head trauma. Oh, it was just a concussion. Oh, it was just a broken leg. And it's never just what you think it is. We really want to get to that root and to the core. And so over the years, that has become my specialty, is really being able to look at the body, assess it in this intuitive way, and know that you can come to me with A, but I really see the whole alphabet going on within you. Yeah. And then that's where we dig in and we peel back and we go layer by layer and really work in align body, mind, and spirit.
Awesome. So we said in the beginning that you're an empath. And for those that don't know what an empath is or have heard about that before, why don't you just explain the secrets of living as an empath?
So empaths, like highly sensitive people, we're all very special. And every human being has a little bit. It's up to you if you want to tap into it or be aware of it. Most empaths that are master intuitive and very, very sensitive like myself, generally this has come from a traumatic event that has happened in your life, usually very young in childhood. And it comes about as a way of a protective mechanism. And so you'll hear many people when they don't understand what's going on with them, they'll call it the curse. Like, I feel everything. I know everything. And then as time goes on, if you're willing to lean into that, you can see that that curse becomes a blessing. And then if you really lean into it, you can realize that that's actually your superpower in the world. And so it gives you the ability to, yes, be highly sensitive and to know things and to feel things that are going on around you and within you. And so you are finely tuned and you have an incredible superpower. And I always like to encourage people to lean into it and to use it wisely, because not everyone is as in tune as you are. Mm-hmm. And when you're given that gift, if you can lean into that and grow with it, your life will be so much easier than not. You know, for years, I didn't know. The first half of my life, I didn't know. I just knew what I was doing. I didn't know that I had a label. I didn't know what empath was. I didn't know what being an intuitive was. I didn't understand the cellular component, the energetic component that came along with that. And as it became more apparent, more activated, as you will say, in my world, that's when the universe was like, okay, it's time to lean into this, to learn more. And when you do, then you learn that there are healthy ways to set boundaries so that you are not absorbing everything around you. You can bear, but you don't have to absorb. It's not up to you to take on everyone else's pain and energy and all that kind of stuff. And so in learning good meditative practices, in learning how to stay grounded, in learning to pay attention to your intuition and what feels right, that is super important. Mm-hmm. Knowing that your day is going to look very different potentially than the average bear's day. Like, my day definitely is filled with meditation and time in nature and moments of, yes, I don't say to-do lists, but let's say goals for the day lists. I'm not somebody who can sit and block out and do 4 or 5 podcasts in a day. That's too much energy for me to expel and to be within. So it's all about knowing your limitations and really getting to know yourself. And in doing that, you know, you have this incredible light that you can really help others with and help them to see the light. And so it's a special gift that comes generally in a not so fabulous way, but when you begin to unwrap it, it truly is a superpower.
So cool. So what are phototherapy patches and how do they help empaths?
Phototherapy patches are amazing. So they're this, I have to say, they're this little patch. It looks like a little Band-Aid and you can place it on your skin. I have one on my chest here today. And I will say, particularly as an empath, as a highly sensitive person, they're a godsend. Now for the rest of everyone, they're also a godsend. They're amazing. What they do is it simply is a little patch that you can place on your body and it has organic amino acids in it. And when applied to your skin, it is activated by your body's infrared light. That infrared light is then reflected back into your body and begins stimulating the skin, which activates copper peptides, which activate new stem cell growth.
Yeah.
And by producing new stem cell growth, we're looking at healing and resetting all of our stem cells to a healthier being in a healthier way, which is pretty amazing because when we think about it, and it's just so crazy actually to even think about, by the time we're 35, we lose 50% of our stem cell activity. And I want people to understand that stem cells make, like, they're the cells of your body. You are one big cell. And if you imagine by the time we're 60, most of our stem cells are dead. So like, we're just hanging on for dear life. When you place a simple patch on, you're looking within 24 hours, you're resetting 3,000 to 4,000 genes. Within 3 months, you are in deep, deep healing. Within 6 months, we have the research studies that are showing that people are resetting their cardiovascular system by 8 years, which is incredible. And so as any human, it's amazing to have something that can help you with better sleep, to help calm the nervous system. It literally can take you out of fight or flight in under 15 minutes, which is amazing for all of us right now, releasing the anxiety and the tension to help reduce wrinkles. And that does that by employing new collagen within 3 months, helping to reduce pain, anxiety, increasing energy. I mean, it's just been such a game changer for me personally. It started out using them for anxiety, which as an empath, it can be very overwhelming and stimulating. And so that's how it started. I've been using them for 13 years. My animals use them. Everybody, I put them on my plants. I put them on my water. I mean, I can't say enough goodness about them. I wish I had had them when I had family members that had Alzheimer's, because we're seeing incredible results with Alzheimer's, incredible results with any heart-related issues. And that, I've been down that road, so I can speak to that. Recently, the last few months, my eyes were getting a little funky. You know, we get old, we gotta light the paper. And I was like, oh my God, that? The other day I went to write something, and I've always been a very close up. You know, when you do that and your eyes are getting screwy, you can't do that anymore. Eyesight is back to better than 2020. I have incredible night vision now. I never had that before. Natural hair color coming in, all this is natural, no more grays. It's crazy. It's crazy and unbelievable and amazing to feel so good and healthy and energized from the inside out. And for me, like I said, I started because of such anxiety and depression and pain. And then when it turned into realizing how much good you can do for yourself, how you can maximize your immune system, especially in this day and age, we want to do that. How I can, you know, it automatically deflects EMFs and radiation. I mean, it's been such a game changer. And to be able to, again, my mission is always to help people, to help one person feel better, to help one person not be in pain, to be able to work with my clients, not only, you know, training them, but then to say, you know, this is something that we can take things to the next level. I just feel so blessed and honored to be able to help people and shed light on this incredible little light therapy.
Awesome. Yeah. You're the second person that I've interviewed with that. And, it sounds like tremendous technology and definitely something that I have interest in moving forward with as well. You talk about a toxic family dynamics and how hard it is to heal from that. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
So it is. It's something that I recently realized, and I didn't know, that they call it the silent epidemic. It's something that people don't talk about, the toxicity and the abuse in families. Abuse is usually spoken of if you can see it, if you can see the bruise, if you can see the broken bones and things. And the truth is that there is so much psychological abuse and emotional abuse that goes on in toxic families. And it's definitely something that I have endured for many years and never really spoke openly about it, because I feel that I didn't understand. I felt, you know, this was just a me thing. And when I really dove into therapy and began talking, and something that was very important was actually finding a therapist who had walked my path.
Yeah.
And I was blown away and thought, oh my gosh, like this, like I'm not crazy. So, wow. And so it's a blessing and hard all at the same time, because while you get to know yourself and you understand that you're not crazy and you understand the intricacies of it all, it doesn't make the hurt go away. It doesn't, you know, you still have to work through those emotions, and it's definitely a healing journey. And I feel it's a lifetime of a healing journey. Just as becoming an empath through this, you know, and then that is my journey as well. It's very challenging, and every day is different. And just when you think maybe you've turned a corner, you know, there's a trigger, there's a phone call, there's a something. And, you know, again, that's why for me, my work is so important, because I truly walk my path. I truly work on staying aligned, body, mind, and spirit. It's taken a long time for me to understand that dynamic, and understanding that keeping other people's secrets and not talking about the abuse is actually perpetuating the system.
Yeah.
And perpetuating it. And so it's something that only this past year that I've really started talking about and writing about. And I just didn't realize that I wasn't in it alone. And I'm sad that I'm not in it alone. You know, at the same time, so grateful for the community of other people that I've met who have been so supportive, from psychologists to therapists to, you know, the girl next door to the Facebook groups and the Instagram groups and everyone reaching out. Because it really has become a big part of my work and my mission to say, you know, this isn't right. Yeah. You are okay. You're not crazy. And everyone's path through this toxic family system is very different. And there is no right or wrong way to do it, or right or wrong way to heal. It's just being aware of it, being open about it, and learning to be okay with it.
Yeah. I have a good friend that had a similar thing, and it wasn't until she was in her late 50s that she started to talk about it. And I think you have to, it is the healing thing. And as you said, the more you suppress that, then the more damage that is done. So I'm so happy that you found someone to talk with, and that community. And I think community is important too. Even, you know, for me, whenever I lost two babies and miscarriages, and I always talked about it. And for me, it just was, I knew to heal, I needed to do that. But so many people don't, and they keep it in, and it's just like builds and builds and builds.
Right. And then that's where we get that dis-ease in the body, in the cellular system. And then that's when disease and pain and hurt and tension and anxiety comes out in different ways, because we haven't allowed ourselves to feel it. And I always, you know, work with people and say, it's important to feel. It's important to acknowledge what you're feeling, acknowledge what you're going through. And it's equally as important to release it. You're not supposed to be sitting there in it. I mean, you can give yourself a short period of time, but you want to release that, because it's not who you are. You know, the labels that were given, you know, from doctors and all that, that's your choice if you want to accept that. And for me, I don't accept any of those labels. I can accept, like, okay, that's part of what I'm going through, but that's not who I am.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for people to realize too, that it's not who you are. You know, it's part of who you're becoming and what you're going through. And when we can look into those lessons and blessings, it's challenging. It's certainly not easy, but we are capable.
So in this journey that you had, what are your daily routines or for mind-body practices that really help you to heal throughout this journey? Because as you said, it's not a one and done. It is a lifelong, you know, so you've got to develop those habits, those practices.
Yeah, absolutely. You do. And you have to, you know, experiment, because you get online, you know, and 12 people are going to tell you 12 different things. And I think people get so overwhelmed, like, oh my God, I'm supposed to do like all of this before I even like get up for my children or go to work. No, you have to do what feels right for you. And so for me personally, I can speak to, before I speak or see or talk to a human being in the world, I talk to myself. And so there is a breath practice, there is a gratitude, there is a grounding, there is a healing practice that I work on in the morning. It's not super long. I know it just sounded like it was ridiculous. It's not. It's like 15 minutes. And I take that time, and it literally energizes me, because when you become aligned and you're centered, you're activated, and then you can walk with strength into the world. Yeah. And so then I walk out of the bathroom, and then I'm ready to go. And it's a whole mindset perspective. And I adore it. I started that practice about maybe 4 years ago now. And it has been imperative in getting me through so many different things. Mm-hmm. I also, non-negotiables are in the morning and in the evening walks in nature, getting outside. I'm a huge walker. For me, that is a form of meditation. Yeah. And I want people to hear that. Meditation is different mm-hmm. for everyone. For me, that is my time. I get so many ideas. I get so many downloads. I release so much. And for mm-hmm. me, working from home in the, you know, it's important in the morning to, that distinguishes rest and home from work for me, and the same thing at the end of the day. So that is important. And then usually some point in the day, I have a Reiki meditation practice that is anywhere from 15 to 20 some minutes that, again, it's that recentering. You know, for so long, people have been programmed to go, go, go. Well, that's burnout, burnout, burnout. And I find that you take those little breaks, when you take time, you have more energy to complete what you need to complete. Your mind is more centered, and you can really achieve what you're looking to achieve. Or maybe it's nothing for that day. Maybe the achievement is nothing, because there's a lot of us that don't know how to do nothing. And that in itself is a whole nother podcast talking about it trauma. but we do need to have that and nourishment and water. I'm a huge water drinker. So it's really about, again, centering and listening to yourself and what is right. And I'm very flow when it comes to my schedule. I do have goals. I try not to have a to-do list. I have a goal list. And I look at for the week. I don't necessarily program too much daily. There are certain things, absolutely. Like today's podcast was, you know, we're doing that today. Because I really am in flow with the universe. And so I listen. Like this morning, it was crazy weird weather. I went to go out and walk. I can't make this up, Vicky. And my leg gave out. And I'm like, what? What is going on? And I just stopped. And I'm like, okay, well, like, what are you saying? And they're like, okay, look, like, you were up super early. You really need some decaf. It's super cold. Can you go for your walk, like, after? And I was like, yeah, why not? Yeah, sure. So do you know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of listening that when you can get to that place, it makes life so much easier when you can just be like, okay, and kind of go with the flow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, I'm always trying to like, well, what does this mean? What, you know, and sometimes it doesn't mean anything. It's the universe is just there setting you up for something better. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that. So there's little non-negotiables that I build in every day. And then an excellent piece of advice that I was given back in 1997 from a psychologist when he was helping me through my mindset and through the accident and all of this. And he said, okay, every month you've got to put one thing on your calendar that you're looking forward to. Nice. You've got to have one thing that's going to anchor you. It doesn't have to be huge, but it's going to be one thing. And then it's broadened out to once a quarter, there's got to be something bigger. Once a year, there's got to be, you know, is it an event? Is it a seminar? Like, what is it? And so I really work on that. I'm not super big on building out a year. It actually gives me anxiety after the last few years, to be honest. But I do build out months at a time, and I can handle that. But a year, you know, I guess I sort of did that this year with like a convention that's coming up, but nothing like crazy. I used to do that when I first started podcasting. I booked out a year and a half in advance, and I got such anxiety. Yeah, I had to stop it all. I had to stop it all. And I thought, because it was too much, like I was feeling guilty. So I, you know, again, it goes back to really working with yourself and experimenting in what works. And if something doesn't work for you, it's okay. It just means it's not for you. Mm-hmm. So then replace that with something that does work for you. And then always have grace with yourself. Grace is super important. Mm-hmm. And that's been this whole second half of my life is so different from the first half, and having grace. And, you know, if I want a chocolate chip cookie, I'm going to have a chocolate chip cookie.
Yay.
Yay. Right. Like, that's important. Please, after the last few years, can we have the cookie? Mm-hmm. Can everyone
just don't eat the whole box, you know,
don't eat the whole box, just have the cookie, but savor it, like really appreciate it and savor it and be in the moment with it. So those are some of my little tidbits.
So good. So time's flown by, and it's time now for just, I'll just get one rapid fire question for you. And that is, what's the difference between your coaching and your intuitive reading?
Oh, great question. So I love this, because the truth is, Vicky, they're one and the same. They're one and the same. So it's all depends on the person that's coming to me. Some people is going to be like, what's an intuitive reading? I have no idea. And that's not for, they would never, but they totally love me as a coach. I am still the intuitive person, whether I'm training you for Pilates, whether I'm coaching you, or whether I'm doing a flat out reading, because that's why you called, you are still getting all of the benefits of me in this beautiful package. So they are absolutely one and the same. And that's my superpower. That's the beauty. People will come and have a coaching session that will feel like 6 months worth of coaching, or they'll come for a reading, which will turn into 3 months of coaching. So it's incredibly beneficial. It just depends on what someone wants to call it. So I love that question.
Awesome. Yeah, it is true. You know, the older generation, you know, I'm 66, but my parents in their 80s or whatever, they have this whole, I think it's a block of therapy, talk therapy and coaching and all this kind of stuff. And if you need it, then there's something wrong with you. It's like, no, everybody needs that, you know, the community aspect of it, the sounding board. You know, I used to go and sit with my grandmothers and even with my mom, you know, and just chat about whatever. And that was therapy. That and that's what people don't understand.
Right. Right. It's so important. And, you know, like you, like my generation, it was always, you know, poo-pooed upon. And the thing is I feel at this point in time, being 50, anything that I was told you shouldn't do, you should probably be doing. So I don't wear sunscreen. People are going to freak out. I don't wear sunscreen. I do go out and enjoy cold, and I'm not bundled up. I love therapy. I love lots of therapy, and I think everyone should be in therapy. You know, you really just have to, again, it what feels good to you. But do recognize that just because you went to Starbucks and you bumped into someone and had a conversation, that's not necessarily therapy when we've got some issues we need to deal with.
That's exactly right. You do, you know, and as for all those coaches out there, if you have somebody that is on your list of people you help, if they do have something that is beyond what you're qualified to do, you should send them to the professional people to do it. For the benefit of both you and that person. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's an incredible way to network. I always tell people, you know, that's why I love meeting people like you, Vicky, because I love to have a Rolodex. And when I'm with a client, I mean, I refer clients out to people all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, I can be a wonderful one-stop shop, but at the same time, you know, when I have a great community, I go, oh, I can help you with this person or that person, or that's what this is about. We're meant to be a community. We are not meant to be singular and divided.
Yeah. I always say I'm not an influencer. I'm a connector. I want to just be able to connect you with people. If I hear something that works tremendously or someone that could help you, I'm going to share that information with you. And it's not, you know, like I'm trying to get extra money or anything for it. I truly just want to help you, you know, and if I know somebody that can, I'm going to connect you.
Absolutely. I agree. All the time. I'm all about it. It's all about community and helping.
Awesome. It's time now for me to share my screen. If you found that what was said today was intriguing, interesting, that you want to know more, you want to be able to connect with Jennifer, I have contact information on a slide for you. For those that are listening, you always know that you can get that information from my YouTube channel. Please do subscribe. But also you can go to my website, findyourleadershipconfidence.com. But the best way to connect is to go right to the source, and that is Jennifer's website, which is jenniferpilates.com. And Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, you can find her just by searching her name. And again, Jennifer Pilates. And I'm going to let Jennifer talk to you about her call to action. And Jennifer, it's all yours.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes, so if there's anything that I can help you with, please head over to jenniferpilates.com, reach out. I would love to continue the conversation. If you are interested in coaching or training or rehabilitative work, interested in the patches, please come over. I have an option where we can have a complimentary consultation. I can walk you through everything and guide you on your empowered healing journey within.
Awesome. Well, Jennifer, it has been a great conversation. I loved your story and what you're doing today. And again, what she's telling you about the patches, you need to listen and start to change your world. So, Jennifer, thanks so much for being a great guest.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's truly an honor to be here today. I really appreciate it. So nice to meet you.
You too. All right. As always, I remind everyone that life is a journey and it's up to you to enjoy the ride. This is Vicki Nethling signing off.
Thank you for tuning into the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling, where we share impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Remember to visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast.